The biblical call to give an answer for those who inquire about the faith. We are always prepared to give a reason for the hope that is within us.
This is your life. This is who you are. This changes the way you understand yourself as a human being and every other human being. It changes what you mean by justification and adoption and sanctification and glorification. And it changes what you mean by why we do what we do in gospel ministry and in righteous living. Everything is changed when we understand the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Hi, I'm Jablani Myberg.
And I'm Isaac Pinto. We are associate pastors at Central Baptist Church.
And welcome to our Theology Alive podcast, where we look to engage theology in the church carried out in the culture using a Christian worldview. Hello, everyone.
Welcome back.
We are back with another installment of the Theology Alive podcast.
And as you can see, not just with a new picture, but also with a new sound. Yes. So we're starting fresh this year with COVID and everything, but we're here.
I mean, even saying that, well, Happy New Year to everybody. If you're listening to this, praise God that He has allowed you to come into another year, to serve Him, another year to learn more about Him. And another year to just know His will for your life. And we trust that it's going to be a blessed year for everyone who's tuning in.
Amen. I'm particularly thankful because my partner in crime here, he is healthy. He's back on his feet again.
Yep.
He got the Rona, he overcame it.
I was walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Oh man, listen.
We were nervous to be around him, but
look, I'll be honest. It is a very interesting experience, man. I think I'm definitely grateful to God to be here and to be well, to have recovered.
Yeah.
I think, especially with the second wave, we're just seeing so much hurt and devastation and people passing on and people.
It seems that the second wave definitely hit much closer to home. And there is a lot of people that have been hugely affected. Mm-hmm. And some that are still struggling. And so we do want to say that we are in prayer, especially in our central body, for those that are struggling with it, and family, some of family members of our members have passed, and so we keep praying for them. Yeah,
maybe to start there, I mean, this episode really should just say welcome back. Chat about the upcoming year, encourage folk, get some weird sounds again in the studio. Someone just waited for us to start recording before they started using some form of chainsaw. That's all right. This episode really, we just want to spend some time encouraging the church, encouraging our listeners.
Yeah.
So maybe even starting off there, Isaac, what encouragement would you give to a member of the body of Christ who is currently fearing for their life? The reality is, you said it yourself, the second wave is hitting closer to home. I remember the first time when Sir Ramaphosa said, by now you must know someone who has it, and we were like, no. We don't know anybody yet, but now it feels like, in fact, Tobila said to me, it feels like the second wave is just hitting Christians.
Sure.
Because we know so many more people from our circles, from our church family, who has just been struck by this virus. In fact, we were struck by the virus. So somebody listening to this who's just nervous, about what the year is going to look like with COVID and the second wave, how would you encourage them?
One of the encouragements that I would like to give is found in the person of Christ Himself. And the letter of Hebrews that we've been going through, He is our great high priest. And the Bible says that he was tempted in every way. He was fully human. And so he knows, he identifies with us. And because of that, he can perfectly intercede for us. And I hope that is a real encouragement. That not only Christ knows exactly what you're going through. He knows what is to be human. Sure. He knows you know, the how can I put it? He knows our humanness. but he, not only that, but he intercedes for us. He is working in our lives, and so my encouragement for those believers that are going through a time like this is to cling to Christ, to cling to Him. He knows you. He knows what you're going through. He is interceding for you, and He has a purpose. It is not without a purpose. And so, yeah, those are just some of the encouraging words I want to remind our people.
Sure. That's really good, man. As you're speaking, I was thinking of a psalm, Psalm 111, that is Psalm 111, says, "Full of splendor and majesty is His work, and His righteousness endures forever. He has caused His wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food to those who fear Him. He remembers His covenant forever. He has shown His people the power of His works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of His hands are faithful and just, and His precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever. They are performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to His people, and He has commanded His covenant forever. Holy and awesome is His name." I think when I just think about, you know, COVID-19, I think when I just saw the SMS coming in, just saying positive, I just remember how just disappointed I was, even when I forwarded the message to Isaac, and I was just like, it's here, you know. And obviously Tobile, my wife, tested positive first, and we thought that, you know, maybe I was asymptomatic, and she was coming out of her isolation, and then all of a sudden my sinuses flared up, and I was like, what is happening, you know. I checked the symptoms, sinuses is not there. But then I started feeling, you know, a tight chest, and I was like, oh boy. This is Rona, is that you? And I went, I got tested, and the thing came back positive. And I just remember, you know, just my mind just going everywhere. And I just remember what brought me to peace. What brought me to peace was the reality that God will remember His covenant.
Amen.
And it brought so much peace to know that these aren't just theological things that I've learned from scripture that I have in my mind. To produce a sermon on a Sunday.
Sure.
These are truths about the God who cares about the afflictions of His people.
Amen.
And that for me was what was very encouraging, to know that God saw me when I tested positive, God saw me pre-positive, and God allowed me to test positive so that His will would come to pass, and so that He would work it out as well for my good. So. Yeah. Is it great to feel your chest tight and struggle to breathe at night and wonder if you're going to go to the hospital one morning? It isn't. But it gives me so much peace to know that God was right there with me.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think that, Jabba's, as you say, is one thing to know and say God is sovereign. But then do you truly believe it when... Yes. When it actually, you know, things hit hard on one's life, and sure. and so sure. I think it's so encouraging to hear that from you, and I hope it's an encouragement to people that not just these truths need to become reality, and not just something we talk about, but a true reality in the way we live, in the way that we rest in Him and hope in Him. Yeah.
And I think the message from us today is: should you be afraid of COVID-19? No. Should you live in fear? No. Should you be cautious? Yes.
Yes.
As believers, we are not to live in fear, because we know Him who has all things in His hands. If God allows you to have COVID-19, rest assured that He is fulfilling His will. The numbers of your days have been given to you by Him.
Amen.
And the day that He calls you home, it might be COVID and it might not be COVID, but that day too will be a glorious day, because that day is the day you're going back to be with your Savior.
Yeah.
So as we live on this earth, we've been given the purpose to live out the glory of Christ.
Yeah.
So if God allows you to be afflicted by this virus, the question that you need to ask yourself is, how can I best glorify God in this season? How can I honor Him? How can I worship Him with my life amidst the affliction that has touched my body? Think about the psalmist.
Yeah.
Think about the apostle Paul. Think about all the examples, Elijah in the scriptures, men who were physically affected by some form of pain and hardship, and yet they found their peace and solace in the reality of the great God that they served.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that is our prayer, that you will be encouraged and reminded of this, and not just in relation to the health. We know that it has affected a lot of people financially, this has had a huge impact on the economy and on things. But to trust God, as Jabu read in the psalm, that He is a provider. He provides for His children.
Mm.
Yeah.
So can we be joyful in 2021? This feels like an awkward year. It feels new, but it feels like a trick.
It's. I mean, our first staff meeting of the year, it was so weird. It was so weird because, you know, we kind of like excited.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, you know, the restrictions are back and we're not able to do much. So I just left that first staff meeting like, this is, the circumstances are such a schlep. I don't know what to say.
I mean, you come back, it's a new year, you're back in the office.
Yep.
You're excited, so many plans, so many things you want to do to encourage, exhort, edify the Church of Christ.
Yep.
When you get in the meeting, we're like, oh, wait, we can't do that now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we'll be able to do that. We might not be able to do that too. So it's just all these things that we have planned that, wait, actually, we might not be able to do that.
Yeah. I mean, the church has now heard the announcement. We're going to have to delay the giving of calendars. You know, that is something... like putting dates and all of that, and like everything is kind of up in the air right now.
Worst feeling. So with all of that, can we as believers have joy in a year like this, or should we just join, you know, the cry of the world in just some awkward, anxious, sad, somber mood, just hoping for the best? Or can we, like we started this podcast, be excited and happy and joyful at the prospect of another year with everything that's happening around us?
Now, we definitely can be joyful, because our joy is independent of circumstances.
Preach.
Our joy comes from the joy giver, the Lord Himself. So we rejoice, and as Paul says, and I say it again, rejoice. We can rejoice in this year as difficult circumstances come, but our strength, our joy, our peace comes from the Lord.
Yeah, I mean, let's as the church again start this new year right. Going back to basics, going back to the fundamentals, going back to what we know is true as revealed by God in His Word.
Yep.
God is the giver of joy. He's the giver of faith. He is our only hope. And in that, you know, with whatever's happening around us, we can find certain peace, certain joy because of the reality of who God is.
And one of the things that it's really helpful, Jabu, is to look at church history. We've had, you know, over 2,000 years of church history, and there has been plagues, and there has been, you know, persecution and death. And you read the accounts of believers going through those things. I mean, it's not like we that special in the sense that
it's just us.
That, oh man, we're the first believers ever to experience a pandemic or something like that. And you realize, you know, the inner peace and inner joy of some of the words and songs written through circumstances that are as tough or even in sometimes even tougher than right now. And you realize there is definitely Jesus is a true source of joy independently of how bad and hectic things may be around us.
But you know, that all starts from being satisfied and content in God. If we've found our satisfaction and contentment in our work security, in our health, in the sanity of the world, if that was where our satisfaction came from and our joy came from, best believe that it's got to be stripped away from us. God is abundantly clear, as you would say, in His Word, about the reality of affliction and suffering that we're going to face as believers on this earth. I mean, yes, we will suffer for the sake of Christ, but we will also suffer because of the reality of sin. Because sin is present in this world, and creation groans and it mourns and longs for the day when it will once again be restored to its beauty. Till that day, man, when the new earth is given to us and the new heavens are created, best believe we are going to be experiencing one thing after another. After COVID, there's going to be something else. Man, there's just going to be more. But we want to pause for a second there. I mean, we're just chatting before the podcast about how it's important for everyone listening to this to really take stock of where you are in your walk with Christ.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people's faith took a knock during the start of COVID. A lot of people's faith was already shaky pre-COVID and is basically non-existent now. And we think even as you start a new year, it is a good place to start on your knees, repenting before God. I think there's no better way for anybody to start the year than to start the year crying out to God to restore the joy of your salvation, to restore you to the joys of living in the faith, living in obedience to Him, in obedience to His Word. And this is a call from us out of love, as pastors who love the church and love the people God has entrusted to our care. We really want to ask you and plead with you that as this year starts, just go on your knees and ask God to search you to see if there be any wickedness within you and repent of it and come back to Christ.
Yeah. I want to give a small shout out to my dad. He, a couple of weeks ago, he was preaching in Brazil and he also gave me a shout out.
Oh, wow.
but in his sermon, he spoke something that was really a reminder for me, and I want to take it in this year. And it was about just a simple question: who do you want to please this year? You know, who do you want to please this year? And one of the key things for us to please the Lord is for us to be zealous for Him. And man, I know that I fall short on just being really zealous, and as you say, on my knees and reading His Word and meditating on it. And I want to encourage you, and at the same time myself, for us to be zealous for Him this year, for us to really place Him at the top of priority of, I want to please Him. I want to please Him even more than I want to please myself and my desires and the people around me and the boss and whoever it is. But I want to please Him above all things. I want to please Him. And I pray that that will be true for us this year.
Yeah. And I mean, our aim for the podcast is to try to be as practical as we can. And we know, we know this is going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Right now, our hearts, our sinful hearts are inclined to keep hold of the worldly material things. Yeah. Right now, priority in a lot of people's minds is, how can I keep my job amidst the pandemic?
Sure.
How can I find a job amidst the pandemic? How can I keep my kids in school? How can I put food on the table?
Mm-hmm.
How can I stay safe and sane in the midst of a pandemic? And what we are saying is, if you are using a Christian and a godly worldview, you will know that all those things are given to you by God to begin with. And if there's anyone who's going to protect those things or keep you having those things, it's not anything that you do. It's God. God has provided the job that you have. God has provided the family that you have.
Yes.
God has provided the school that your children go to. And God has given you all these things to only be a steward of them. And because He's the master, He can remove those things from your hands and simply pass them on to somebody else. He can destroy those things at any time. But your hope must be in God.
Amen.
So even as we start the years, as Isaac has so rightly said, it's important, it's paramount that you have your mind fixed on being zealous for God.
Amen.
Just being, I mean, can you imagine? Just the whole church just on fire for God.
Man,
just burning, just this flame of God's people just saying, where can I serve? Where can I share the gospel?
Yeah.
Who needs to hear? Where's the harvest? Let's go.
Yeah.
And yes, it's true. It might not be everyone in our church, but we need that few. We need that few, those few people in the church who are going to fan the flame of others.
Amen.
And then we're going to see this raging fire of people on fire for God.
Yeah. So for you that are listening right now, I hope that you're one of those.
Mm.
Yeah, that you're one of those. Now, Jabun, maybe to get really practical, maybe I'll just share. And I think, you know, people do quiet times differently and use different tools and all of that. But I would like to maybe mention, it's a small tool, or it's actually an app. It's called PrayerMate, that I've been using, and it's been helpful, where you put different lists of prayer, and it kind of slots different things and different people every day as you read. So you can be praying for different things besides of your scripture reading, but just it helps guide some of your prayer. And so I just thought I'll mention that it's been helpful for me. It's helped me to, for example, pray for my Bible study people, you know, so they're all there. So each day one of their names will pop up. And so I just thought, and if you, you know, need help in with material or whatever, please feel free to come and speak to us. But obviously just reading your Bible systematically, you know, I'm currently going through the Gospels, and Melissa and I are going through Psalm 23, because she's actually memorizing it in Portuguese.
Tá bom.
She's probably not gonna like that I mentioned this. but yeah, just but don't neglect the reading of God's word and praying. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe let's even as we almost bringing this episode to a close, some helpful spiritual tasks for 2021. I think you mentioned one that is find a prayer app or a prayer journal to help you pray. I think it's very, very important to be journaling prayers. I think it's good to know what you prayed for.
Yeah.
That way you're also able to follow up. If I was praying for Jabu who got COVID, I'm able to go back and say, hey brother, how are you doing? I've been praying for you. And you can find out and you can tick it off if it's doing better. If not, you keep praying. So that's a helpful thing. You said yours is called Prayer Mate.
Yeah.
There's two here on the app. Which one is it?
It's an orange.
It's the orange one.
Yes. It's the like orange with the two hands.
The two hands.
Yes.
All right. So if you're listening
that's
to
the
this,
one I've been using. Yeah.
If you're listening to this, it's not the green one. It's the orange one with the two hands there, prayer mates that you can use as well. I think another helpful tool is a reading plan, some form of reading plan to go through the Bible for the whole year. I'm currently trying to read through the whole Bible in the whole year. I've tried it a couple of times. For some reason, when things get hectic and like I have more preaching engagements, I find myself reverting back to just my quiet time and not going through this reading plan. So I'm really trying to finish this now. So the one I'm using is by Ligonier, a 5-day reading plan to read through the whole Bible.
Cool.
And we just finished the Gospel of Mark. We're currently in the story of Joseph, and then they give you a random psalm in the day. So find a reading plan, find a good reading plan. As Isaac has said, speak to us if you don't know what to do, if you need help with man, I really want to be reading the Bible, but I don't know where to start. Speak to us. We'd love to help you. We'd love to suggest good apps, suggest good books in the Bible to start off with that you won't feel overwhelmed. But I would also advise, Spurgeon says, read a lot of good books, but...
don't put me on the spot. I've read the quote before, but live in the Bible. There we go.
Live in the Bible.
But live in the Bible.
Read a lot of good books. But live in the Bible.
Yes,
so
right.
If you are a bookworm and you've been reading a lot of books, make sure that doesn't become a substitute to the scriptures. Stay reading the Bible and enjoy that. I think another helpful thing is a good book. Drop a good book list for the year. If you're not a huge reader, don't start off saying you want to read 20 books in the year.
and by the way, so I think I've mentioned this before. I'm not a good reader, but I like to listen to books. So that's also an option for those of you that are maybe like me. There is a lot of good stuff out there and free. So I'll mention there is the Christian Audio app, which if you just register, you don't have to pay for anything. You get a Christian a free audiobook every month, and they have really, really good stuff. So the one I was listening to more recently was The Power and Message of the Gospel by Paul Washer. And so they have really good stuff. There is also, I've discovered this past week, in fact, there is even audiobooks on some podcasts. They give good. You can just listen to a whole book,
sure.
Which I'm doing. So there's good stuff out there, in this moment. If you want to listen to good books,
sure. Yeah. In fact, if you go to, I think it's also Desiring God, you go to Desiring God and you go to resources, they also have a lot of free books there.
Yep, that's
if
true.
If you go to, I think it's monarchism.com.
Monarchism, yeah.
They also have a lot of free books there. Good old books as well.
Yeah.
A lot of older books. But they're really good. Yeah. If you listen to a lot of Pastor Charles, he mentions a lot of these guys, A.W. Pink, these old but solid guys. Free books on monarchism.com. Go on there, you can find books.
Yeah.
Or speak to us. We'd love to borrow your books as well that you can read to help you with your spiritual walk with Christ.
Yeah.
Maybe two more. Find an accountability partner. And join a Bible study. Very important this year.
Yeah. I think accountability partners is really great. And also, it is so important that you belong to a Bible study.
Yep.
It is really, I cannot emphasize this enough.
Yeah.
We know that, especially now since we haven't been gathering for a bit, but the community that develops in a Bible study, there's nothing like it. And you iron sharpens iron, and you grow together. And some of, if you think about it, even part of your growth, and even your exercising your spiritual gift, is going to take place in a community like your Bible study. On Sunday mornings, not everyone will be able to exercise their spiritual gift. But be in a Bible study, please. I hope that you really get convicted about this. If you don't belong to one yet, and if you struggle to find one, please come and speak to us. And we want to help you be part of one.
Sure. I mean, we've said this before. We're going to say it again. Please, 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 do not think what's happening now in terms of live stream services is anything compared to the meeting of the saints. It is not church. It is a good supplement or a good helper right now, since we cannot meet physically, but it's not the church. So please, 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 we plead with you. Don't allow your mind and your hearts to think that this is enough. God has so intended that we grow in community.
Amen.
We need to be there for each other. We need to fellowship with each other. We need to encourage each other. Yeah. We need to rebuke each other. And we also need to be there to exhort and edify each other. That's the point of the church, the gathering of the saints, the ecclesia. So please, friends, please be in contact with fellow believers.
Yeah.
Please.
You won't believe how much a phone call makes a difference. It's really so I would encourage our members to go ahead and phone fellow believers and just chat how you're doing it's been a really great exercise for us pastors and elders to get in contact with the body, even though we long to see everyone in person, but please contact each other. Please pray for one another.
Sure.
It makes a difference.
And if you are comfortable with visits, please visit a brother or a sister in Christ. Spend some time. Enjoy a cup of coffee together. Just enjoy some fellowship. It's needed for your sanctification.
Yeah.
If you think about how many one another verses are in the Bible, then you'll know how much Christ has so intended that we are together in the sanctification process. Last but not least, listen to a good podcast as you're doing now.
Yep. So Jabu, just to set us up, what are some of the cool things happening this year with in terms of TAP?
Theology Alive podcast, we have so much that we're still going to talk about. Of course, as we've mentioned in the beginning, we're going to talk a lot about a Christian worldview and the practical outworking of a Christian worldview in the life of every believer.
Yep.
We're going to continue doing that. TAP is going to go back onto the streets.
Yep.
Going to go back interviewing people with the hot topic of the day. For example, if this episode was a few weeks back and this was Tap on the Streets, we'd be asking people about Biden and what their thoughts are about Biden. But we don't know when we're going to have Tap on the Streets, but we'll be talking about the hot topic then. We're going to eventually have that conversation we've been meaning to have about ethnicity in the Bible, as others call it, race in the Bible. We're going to have that conversation soon. And we're going to interview more people.
Yep.
As our missionaries come back to town, we plan to have them on. We plan to interview more of the elders in the local church.
Yep.
We plan to interview more pastors, more leaders of Christian ministries, so much.
So, don't miss out. Okay, so I hope that this has just whetted your appetite.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to carry on listening, and please share it. And I hope this is a blessing for you that are listening to us. So, I want to maybe we can just close in prayer. And I want to pray for you that are listening to us, that God will strengthen you during this time.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, dear Lord, you are the God of the universe, the author of life, the supreme above all things, and the one that is in control, the one that is sovereign. Not only that, the one that is good. And Lord, we want to thank you because we are under your good care, Lord. You are a good father. And so, Lord, I pray that you will comfort and strengthen those that right now feel far from you. Maybe are going through financial hardships or health hardships. I ask you, Lord, by your hand that you will bring them the realization that you are with them, even in those circumstances, that you are faithful to your promises, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, that you are with us, God Emmanuel, and that you work all things for the good of those who love you. And so, Lord, we pray that you will strengthen your body. We pray that this new year of 2021 will be a year of much zealous for your word, much time spent with you on our knees, praying, reading your word, fasting. And Lord, we ask you that you will, as Jabu said, fan into flame our desire for you, our heart for you, Lord. And so listen to our prayers, Lord. We ask you that you will find us faithful in ministry in spite of the circumstances. Help us, Lord. We need you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us. See you again next time.
See you.
We live in a day where we think that in order to be relevant to our culture, we must be like our culture. We live in a day where we think in order for the gospel to be relevant, we must somehow adapt it to the culture, and nothing on the face of the earth or in the bowels of hell could be further from the truth. We are relevant not because we are like our culture. We are relevant because we are absolutely different.
And our gospel has power not because it is acceptable to carnal men. Our gospel has power because it is a scandal to men.
Thank you for joining the Theology Alive podcast. Please subscribe and share. Later.
Music day.
My phone? No.
He has it.
Can you play it?